Psalm 145. I will praise you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name for ever and ever. Well, David was the king, and everyone looked up to him, but he's saying, no, God is my king. I'm not the real king. God is my king. So he learned that from Samuel, who was so upset when the people said, we want Saul to be our king. He said, but God's your king. Now you see how young David, as a young man, really was taught by Samuel, the older man, and it lasted with him all his life. That's how we should be. You need to find good influences on you who are older and wiser than you, rather than just being like Rehoboam, who listened to the people he grew up with. So, you are my God, you are my king, you are the king, and I'll praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you. Forever and ever I will praise you. So he's saying, in this life, I praise God, and I'm going to do that forever. So he's saying, I can live now the kind of life I'm going to live forever in God's kingdom. And that's what Jesus meant when he says, you can have the eternal life now. Doesn't mean we're not going to die. He means you can live the kind of life that you're going to live forever. You can live it now. Now, if we don't love the idea of praising God, if we don't love the idea of being obedient to God, doing God's will, doing God's work, well, why would we wish to be in the kingdom? The kingdom is for everyone who wants to be there. As Paul says, all those who love his appearing will be there. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation will praise your works to another, and will declare your mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honour of your majesty and of your wondrous works. In those days, the king was supposed to have people who were always talking about how wonderful he was and all his wonderful majesty of his royal kingdom. And yet, David says, I'm going to praise you because you are my king. And men will speak of the power of your wonderful acts, and I will declare your greatness. They will abundantly utter the memory of your great goodness and will sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Now that's what God said to Moses when Moses said, show me who you really are. Show me your glory. And God appears to him and declares his name and says those very words, the Lord is gracious. So grace, which means undeserved kindness, not just being kind to somebody because they've been kind to you, not giving them a present in the hope they're going to give you a present, but absolute radical grace. That is the first characteristic of God. And he is very slow to anger and of great mercy. It's not that he's so touchy that, oh, you did that wrong, bang. He's very slow, and that's how we should be as well, to be slow to anger. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy is over all his works. Now, some people want to look at life and creation and decide that God's a hard man, but actually, the more you think about it, you will see that there is a tender mercy of God over all that he does. All your works will praise you, O Lord, and your saints, that is your special ones, your people, will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Now, as I say, normally a king had people who chatted him up, that he was kidded him up, that he was wonderful, and they talked of the glory of his kingdom. Whereas David, as the king, is saying, I will talk of the glory of your kingdom. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures for all generations. So then David knew that he was going to die and his own kingdom wouldn't last forever, but the kingdom of God would last forever, and it will, and we can be there, and God wants us to be there. And this is what David was looking forward to. The Lord upholds all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. So often David says that he's fallen and that he's bowed down. You remember what he did with Bathsheba and Uriah? But God lifts up all who fall. The eyes of all wait upon you, and you give them their food at the right time. You open your hand and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to those who call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him, and he will hear their cry and will save them. Well, the desire of the righteous man is not for wealth and prosperity in this life, but it is for a place in God's kingdom. And if that is our greatest desire, if that is our dominant desire of our hearts, that I want more than anything else to be in God's kingdom, then we will be there. The Lord preserves all those that love him, but the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh praise his holy name for ever and ever.